lots happening. These Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays have become rather traditional on this program, trying to help all of us understand what's happening. And it goes far deeper than what we often present here. Erica has an extraordinary range of knowledge and depth of understanding of science that we often don't put on the table because it's just frankly too complex. And the bigger picture is much easier to present and help people understand. And if they want to do the serious work, it's out there. But anyway, welcome back, young lady.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to be here again.
He talks cheap. Does she really mean it? Oh, just having a little fun. We have to remember to have fun. I don't know. They're trying to take it all away. They've done a pretty good job. What they call fun now isn't funny.
No.
Not at all. It's all product.
Nope.
Here are the headlines for today. Just a few of them for you, which we'll talk about in a little depth. Don't forget, and if you're new to this program, the COVID vaccine is a bioweapon, and it is entirely a Department of Defense product. It's a weapon system. Don't forget it. It's not a health additive by any measure. It's not a vaccine. It's not a nutrition booster. It's nothing but a destructive anti-life bioweapon. That's all it is. We'll play a little clip from that in just a minute. Cancer, and I honestly do think we were probably the first program to talk about the pending cancer explosion. It happened. We were one of the first. That doesn't give us any special credit. It's just pointing out that we're on top of this, and we've been watching every aspect of it. And there are almost an unlimited number of aspects. Cancer skyrocketing since people were coerced into injecting the mRNA bioweapons. Many people with these new raging cancers are being diagnosed when the cancer is already in stage 4. Figure that one out. Oh, you've got cancer. And it's stage 4. Oh, and you've got about 30 days. It's just incredible how this stuff is exploding in the human physiology. There's nothing to hold it back, and we've explained all that to you in the past, why and how. It's just a remarkable thing. So yes, cancer is everywhere. You can see someone in the store or out and about. They look healthy. They're dying of stage 4 cancer. They just don't know it yet. Massachusetts.
Yeah, that phenomenon is somewhat shocking. That seems to be not uncommon now, that people can be walking around and seemingly okay. Maybe they feel a little bit off, but just chalk it up to being under the weather, you know, somewhat tired, and yet
exactly.
Their body is being overtaken by cancer.
They're dying. They've got weeks left, a couple months, stage 4, and it can be cancer of virtually anything. And we can explain this to you again. We probably will at some point, how that happens, what's triggering the cancer. Don't forget, it's the iron, stupid. And you're not stupid, but it's an old cliche. It's the iron and the heme and the spike protein above all. And if the mRNA is somehow has been given the ability to replicate, that is also being shed along with the spike protein, we believe. And if you pick up the mRNA and it can replicate itself, you've been vaxxed. If you pick up the spike, you've been vaxxed, in a manner of speaking. And some of these people, and they made a mistake at Thanksgiving. They went to a mixed vax Thanksgiving dinner, and some of them are sick.
Yeah, I've seen quite a number of reports to that effect.
I mean,
the people who went through that last year, they learned their lesson. They knew better than to go through that again. But, you know, there were others that, maybe they haven't experienced a shedding sickness and thought they could handle it. But I tell you what, these new boosters, I'm hearing it left and right.
That's my next story.
whatever it is, they're very potent, or the people who are getting them are just now prolific producers of spike protein.
All right, here's the story, and then Erica can fill in the blanks here. This is amazing. As many of you know, states like Massachusetts they're arch communist. Let's be honest, at the bedrock, politically speaking, and socially. They're just communist, left-wing, liberal, libtard havens. They're loaded with people of that ilk. Massachusetts is now offering, and a lot of you are going to snap back. You remember what they did with the initial COVID vax? They were paying people to take it. They were giving them Krispy Kreme donuts. They were giving them hamburgers. And then they were giving them some even more substantial rewards. Well, Massachusetts stood up first, offering $75 to get the new booster. Get your new booster. Get the Omicron Wuhan bivalent combination booster. We'll give you $75. We're going to pay you to be healthier. That's what they're saying. But the truth is, well, tell us the truth.
Oh, well, they're killers. These things are killing people.
And everyone who gets one of these new boosters is apparently unloading via shedding a tremendous amount of spike proteins, perhaps mRNA, and other things we don't even know. They're to be avoided at all costs for at least 2-3 weeks, if not permanently. They are really dumping this stuff, apparently. We're getting a lot of reports that indicate that that is the case.
Yep, that is true. So who knows what it is? You know, the calls, the 911 calls, I think the pace is picking up, I would say, in the last 2 weeks. And
I
there
concur.
Were a couple calls today.
We talked about that earlier. It is. It's the death and injury wave is becoming clearly, in my opinion, I think Eric agrees, more pronounced. No question. It's growing. Go ahead.
There were a few calls today. A lot of times it's somebody that's down on the ground. They've passed out, had a fainting episode or something. Seizures, a couple calls for seizures. Stroke.
Several times a day. And you didn't even turn on the
Oh, yeah, I didn't turn it on until, I don't know, probably
until
1, 2
midday.
O'clock.
Yeah.
Past midday. I can hear the fatigue in the paramedics' voices. You can tell when they're fresh, you know, fresh on the shift. And then, after a night of running around like this, so you can hear it.
Any call for police assistance, or did they any of them turn the case over to the cops when they got there and looked over the situation?
I think there was one the other day there was some, I think it was a male in his, I want to say 70-ish, mm-hmm. that apparently had a stroke, heart attack, I don't know, but the police were on the scene first, and they were administering CPR as they waited for the paramedics. Paramedics arrived, but they were unable to revive him, and so it was left in the hands of the police at that point.
Call the coroner.
But last night there was a call for a 3-month-old or a 6-month-old infant that was having trouble breathing. Mm. Now, that could be, you know, maybe the child is shot up. The RSV thing is pretty big right now with children. You know, that didn't used to be an issue unless they were, you know, it was a premature infant. But now the kids are being hospitalized with it. Kids that, you know, should be able to get over it, but no, they can't. They're immune compromised. They may be harboring other infections besides RSV, which makes it difficult to overcome at the same time. They've created a real mess with these vaccines, or injections, I should say. And being that the RSV is becoming a thing now, they have a vaccine that's currently in clinical trials, an mRNA-based vaccine that they will be foisting on us shortly, guaranteed.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my $75.
Did they say in that article what percentage of the population had been boosted so far? Not enough to their liking, but...
Well, they haven't called in Krispy Kreme yet, so we'll see.
They did give a number.
Let me pull it up. Yeah, I got to get it. Hold on. Any other states around there doing this yet? This is the first one. There'll be more following.
Well, I think they're targeting, you know, this is like a carrot for low-income people.
Or homeless.
Or home, but whatever, yeah, just, or young people, just, you know, who doesn't want $75?
I don't.
Not well, not to this.
No. Okay. Today is Giving Tuesday. This is the story.
Oh, that's an advertisement. That's an advertisement. Skip that.
Oh, thank
Go
you.
Go to the next paragraph.
All right. Have you been putting off getting that new bivalent COVID booster? According to state data, the vast majority of residents, even in highly vaxxed Massachusetts, have not exactly rushed to get the new Omicron boosters since they became available in September. But now the state is upping the ante with over 200 walk-in vaccination clinics all across the state of Massachusetts offering a $75 gift card to anyone who steps in to get their shot through the holiday season. I'll bet there's one of those near you somewhere in that neck of the woods.
I have to look into it.
They're similar to the popular Boston vaccine clinics from this summer that offered $75 as an incentive. But this time, it's much more widespread over the entire state. You can read the full list of clinics offering a $75 gift card to grocery stores and other retailers here. Anyway, it's in the story. It's in headlines. It's going up right now. Remember, kids as young as 5 can get the new bivalent boosters, and they're eligible for the Get Boosted Clinics $75 gift cards, too. They just need an accompanying adult if they're under 18. The number, less than a quarter of Massachusetts, nearly 5.6 million fully vaxxed residents, have gotten their second booster, according to data from the state's Department of Public Health. And there's over 2 million boosted residents, about 60% of those who have gotten one booster, who haven't gotten this new second one. So there's your answer.
Well, don't finish that last paragraph. This is the important part.
What officials are saying, this is a quote, these boosters have been proven safe and effective for adults and children, end quote.
By this who?
Are you telling me the DPH commissioner, Margaret Cook, doesn't know what the hell she's talking about? Oh.
That's a flagrant lie.
That's the world we live in now. It's all lies. She goes on to say, if you have been thinking about getting that vaccine, now is the time. So what's next?
Incredible.
Experts don't expect this winter season to have another stratospheric spike in Omicron COVID cases, but with the new subvariants taking hold and the return of RSV and the flu, there's concern that holiday gatherings could accelerate a triple-demic.
Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's this next one here? Scoop. Tens of thousands of Massachusetts residents could be required to replace or upgrade their septic systems. This is an interesting story. In the next 5 years, due to a newly proposed change to the state's environmental regulations intended to cut down on nitrogen pollution. Did you know it? Ladies and gentlemen, you're being polluted with nitrogen too, in addition to carbon dioxide and what else? Too many things to count. So
methane. Here, yeah.
Methane, or methane, as they say in some places. Here's the issue. If you own a home and you have to upgrade your septic systems, usually you've owned that home for quite some time. You're probably not rolling in dough. This is a real punishing issue for people. They're going to have to replace their entire leach field system, maybe the tank itself, maybe the pumps. I don't know. This is a big deal, though. This is another tentacle in the attack on this culture and society. Just a little one. It doesn't seem like much, but it is if you have to fork out $30,000, $35,000 to have your septic system upgraded.
Yep.
No joke. They're going at this destruction of America from so many different angles now. It really boggles the mind.
Yep, it does.
Anyway, I did want to mention that. Because if you've ever built a home and had to put a septic tank in, septic system, you understand. This is a very punishing blow to a homeowner, especially someone who's not, like I say, rolling in dough. It's not easy. It's about $800 just to get a septic tank pumped. Imagine replacing one and the entire leach field and everything else that's involved. So,
I know.
They're not showing any mercy. None. So, okay, $75 to get your new COVID bivalent booster, which we don't really know what's in it. Except
something
the Department of Defense knows, and they're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what the statistics would be in terms of how many have been. See, you're not fully vaxxed unless you get this booster. You have to get the latest and the greatest, or you're not fully vaxxed.
That's right. I saw a statistic. Initially, they said, 4% about a month ago. Now I think it's up to 11%. Hard to know. I'd say it's more than that, at least in this area.
I think the communists would line up for these things and that free money. They're like handouts, communists.
Yep,
so,
yep.
They know what
they're doing. No, they know what works. They study people's habits and their what motivates them.
Yeah. All right, so here it is again. For those of you living in the New England area, less than a quarter, less than 25% of Massachusetts' 5.6 million fully vaxxed residents, only less than 25%, have gotten that second new bivalent booster. So there you go. Over about 60% of the 2 million boosted residents have gotten one booster, but they haven't gotten that second one yet. They want this second one in people. That's beginning to be obvious now.
Mm.
Something's in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What was I doing? I was doing a few headlines. There's one or two more. Oh, they're really, now this is psychology. I want you to understand that. And I think most of you get it already. PSYOP. This is a psychological operation. I'm talking about Beef Stew's Died Suddenly documentary. And I read today, I don't think I told you this, that I think that the group that had the Died Suddenly group on whatever it was, the one they
Facebook,
took down,
yeah.
It had 145,000. Well, they said that Beef Stew was behind the establishment of that Died Suddenly social media group, which was taken down. 145,000
really?
Was the number they quoted. So anyway, here's the headline. Died Suddenly update. Beef Stew has lost all credibility for including footage from a heart surgery that happened back in 2019. There are apparently a number of, shall we say, flaws with the documentary, things that didn't happen as they were visually presented to have happened, like a basketball player who face planted on the court. But this happened years ago, and he's fine. But it made it look like he fell over dead. Whoops. Then there was the other one I think came from China of the security guard slowly slumping away from his desk, pulling his laptop down with him. I think that was Chinese. That was a couple of years ago. and the heart surgery where they pulled an enormous blood clot, not an amyloid clot, out of the aorta into which the heart pumps its blood was from 2019. And they made it look like it was new. They didn't qualify anything. They just threw it at you. So anyway, the PSYOP here is this. You put these visually correct pieces out. You mix in some obvious flaws, which are going to be found out, and people start to throw their hands up. Who do we believe? Oh, these are the two guys that did What's in the Water? Artis's King Cobra Venom in Your Kitchen Tap? Same guys? So what happens? It takes away from the actual truth that allegedly is attempted to be promoted and displayed in this documentary, which is the very deadly amyloid clots. So,
yeah.
But as the old masters of merchandising say, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So maybe that's what it is. But
it'll be a shocker for a lot of people. I don't know how they'll process it. They're coming into it fresh without, you know, any preparation or
right.
Previous knowledge of it. It'll be a shocker, and it will be very easy to dismiss it on that basis.
Correct. Good point. And that's part of the PSYOP,
right.
I think. Okay. Now, here's a little two-minute clip. I'm playing Sasha now. Good?
Yep, good.
Okay. You want to set this up real quick? It's just 2 minutes long.
Yeah, so this is Sasha Latipova. She is the woman who's been doing a lot of investigative work into the contracts for the bioweapon, Pfizer documents, and has done a lot of FOIA requests to uncover what exactly is going on with these things. And she was the first to substantiate that these things are not a pharmaceutical product. This is why they're not being held to the same type of standards that a pharmaceutical product would, or the chain of custody, or good manufacturing practices, all of that you would expect from a bona fide pharmaceutical product. And the CDC and the FDA are merely props in this theater, this charade that's being propagated on the population. And they have essentially been told to stand down in favor of deferring to the orders from the DOD.
DOD, always worried about our health and welfare.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Here's a two-minute clip.
This is a Department of Defense product entirely.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that. Sasha says, this is a Department of Defense product entirely.
This is a Department of Defense product entirely. All of these contracts are with DOD. So there are hundreds of them with all kinds of companies. All the contracts with DOD. DOD is the purchaser. DOD gives them huge amounts of money. As I said, they already have established manufacturing base. For example, the first contract with Pfizer was for $10 billion to deliver 100 million doses of vaccine and up to 500 million. And there were bonuses for faster delivery, which to me says, why are they making 900 liters of it? Well, because they're not accountable and they have bonus if they ship all these doses on time. Okay, that's one of the reasons. There was no capacity to fulfill them on time, except if you use the already established DOD vendors. There's no accountability other than the company needs to make reasonable effort, whatever that means. But the contracts are extremely micromanaging on every step of operations. Also, clinical trials are designed by the government, not by the pharma manufacturer. Regulatory interactions are completely taken over by the government. So, for example, pharma cannot independently talk to the FDA in any way. And if they have a meeting, the Department of Defense representatives need to be in that meeting. So that to me says it's not an arm's length relationship. It's a total control of the relationship by the DoD. Now, another thing is the distribution of this product. So the product gets shipped to the DoD. All of the vaccine doses in the U.S. get shipped to the Department of Defense. They do not get shipped to independent and licensed and regulated pharmaceutical distributors, as all normal pharmaceuticals go to. They're taken out of that system also into this black box of DoD only distribution. And in fact, the contracts with the vaccinators explicitly state that this product is the Department of Defense property or U.S. government property until it gets injected into the person.
Okay, so if any of you were still wondering about that, wonder no longer. It's a Department of Defense biological weapon. That's what it is.
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my $75. There are people who are going to take that money. That's the sickening part about all this. Lots and lots of them.
Yep.
And then they'll want a donut thrown in, or what they were getting.
It's really quite shocking. The vast majority of people still are not connecting the problems that they're having now, these mysterious health problems that have cropped up, with having had these injections. No,
they're
not.
How can that be? But it is, and we've run across case after case after case. It is truly mind-boggling.
Well, they were never told that this is not a typical vaccine. The whole thing hinges on redefining that definition. You know, it's what was previously gene therapy is now been relabeled vaccine. And people, most people, I guess, seldom had issues. If they're lucky, if they didn't, I should say, from having vaccines. So why would this one be any different? And even if you try to explain to them how it's different, you know, you're talking over their head most of the time.
It's true.
And the government, you know, they approved it. They wouldn't let this thing on the market if it wasn't safe.
Right. Couldn't agree more. $75. Okay. Well, what did they ramp it up to before? Wasn't it I'm thinking it was $500. That may be way out of line when they were pushing the initial vax, when people started to flag a little bit and hesitate.
Oh, I don't think it was ever that much. I remember maybe 100 in some places.
It was 100. That's what it was. It was a C note. It was $100 bill or whatever. Okay. All right. So there you go. They're just some headlines into what's happening. And what's really happening, and we firmly believe this, is that the numbers of dead are compounding by the hour, and the numbers who are manifesting more grave physical injuries are compounding by the hour. This is a tsunami of death and devastation, the likes of which few people can imagine at this point. I speak for myself on that. I don't want to speak for Erica, but I don't think that this is going to do anything but become so horrific, especially next year or the year after, that most people will be unable to deal with it. And therefore, they will just disconnect, like they're already doing. And yet, if you talk to the average person on the street, I'd be willing to bet my $75 that they'll come on, laugh. I gotta keep her laughing. It's an inside joke. So they just don't have a clue, and I don't know what we can do to help them, honestly, except what we're doing. And I'm very happy that all of you are here, and you do pass these programs around and share the information, even if you don't necessarily accept it or believe it all. That's fine, just because we know you're here because you care and you're thinking. And that's half the battle right there.
Yeah. I really pity people that are still clueless about what's going on. It's, but they're out there. They are out there.
There are so many out there. And we can mention one more time. I think we've made this point abundantly clear. There are untold numbers of Americans, just for fun, just in this country, who are jabbed and who have been made sick to one degree or another, and quite often to the extent that they can no longer go out, do anything, nor do they want to. They're sick, and they stay home, and then they get real sick, and then they go through the whole battery of test routine, and then they'll get surgery, and if they end up with cancer, they'll get this treatment or that treatment, radiation, chemotherapy. If they get CJD, they'll get treatment, right? If they have heart issues,
there's that scenario, but there's also the scenario where they'll drag themselves from doctor to doctor looking for a diagnosis and then just getting passed around. And
volleyball.
End up, you know, months could go by before they figure out what's going on. And then there's, they never get treated in the long run. And I think that's a stall tactic. These doctors know that many of these people are sick in ways that they cannot be helped, or that, you know, they don't know how to help them. So they just pass the buck.
Correct. You know, you got it nailed.
And then, quite often many of these people will turn up in these support groups and start talking to other people with the same problem and just fumbling through it.
Right. All right, let's switch over to the human side of this, the part of this catastrophe, this horrific, unimaginably evil depopulation effort that is well underway, and hear people, what their experiences are. That's what we try to do, what you'll never hear on the mainstream media, real-life stories. You just won't hear it. So we have, Eric has put together a number of stories. We can get to some of them at least. Which one would you like to start with?
Oh, let's do, how about the airline incidents?
Okay. I just noticed hot flashes. That's an interesting one. I'll have to take a look at those too. All right, airline incidents. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I am a professional airline captain for a major U.S. carrier on the Airbus series aircraft. I now have confirmation of two flight attendants and one airline captain who have gone to the big airport in the sky while on duty, all within the last 30 days. Another flight attendant left us today as well, but I do not have the full details on that yet. She was one of the leaders at the national level for a major flight attendant union in this country. Two pilots were incapacitated last week in Canada, separate flights and carriers. My 27-year-old granddaughter, a flight attendant for SkyWest.
These are comments to that first. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My 27-year-old granddaughter, a flight attendant for SkyWest, had a mini stroke earlier this year. I hope nothing worse happens.
27 years old. 27. Unbelievable. Sickening.
We just had a young pilot pass as well, different airline, a lung clot.
Dead.
Another one. I'm in the hospitality industry in Florida, also on the board of a chamber. We had a meeting with the local airport whose leaders were very forthright on the issues facing the industry with pilot shortages. They are very aware of what caused it. At least it's a step in the right direction. I was shocked when they were so transparent and seemed concerned with making changes to rectify the stupid mandates. I hope they help to push the industry in the right direction and do right by all the pilots. Another comment. American Airlines pilot just passed away a few weeks ago. We know a pilot giving us a lot of info, too. If everyone would watch this movie, it would sure wake people up. This is so tragic. Prayers to all of us. And the last comment. I just had a friend die on a flight to Sydney in the last week as well. The friendly skies.
Yeah. Go ahead. There's another one on airline stuff. Finish it up.
All right. Additional comment. I was just reading that because of the pilot shortage, JetBlue hired a convicted violent felon and are using him to fly the Airbus. Other pilots have refused to work with him, but JetBlue is still using him. You can Google and find his name. I can't believe they even let him fly in flight school. But then again, we have a congressman in bed with a Chinese spy on our intelligence committee, and so on and so on.
Wow. Fly the fiendish skies. I'm keeping my $75. Forget it. I'll take a bus. This is crazy. No, I'm not taking a bus. I saw that bus driver who had the seizure and crashed the bus. Never mind.
Yeah, that guy in Turkey, right?
Fortunately, I don't travel much. Never have.
Safer at
home.
Okay.
Well, it's true. All right, where do we go here? Amyloidosis? What do you want to do? Hot flashes?
Why don't we do a couple? We could do hot flashes, sure.
Okay. Hot flashes. Maybe these are shorties. I don't know. I was lying in bed last night and started to feel hot, even when the bedroom was the right temperature. It seems that I started to feel like I was in a pot as a frog, being boiled alive slowly. Has this happened to anybody else? And there's an answer here.
Actually, it's out of sequence. Go to number three.
Oh. All right. Number three. Yes, hot flashes. Are you female? I'm a 64-year-old postmenopausal woman with lots of hot flash history. When I'm around the vaxxed, I get hot flashes again. I think the shots mess with hormones. My husband used to have hot flashes and night sweats, but he has fibromyalgia. And another person says, I was lying in bed last night, and where does it go from there?
That was the original question, and somebody's replying.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so they said it's 5G.
Oh,
5G is getting blamed for a lot.
A lot.
Rightly or wrongly.
Yeah.
Okay, number four. No, I am male. It started to happen when I'm around the vaxxed. I get hot flashes and night sweats. I am frustrated. I'm only 56. The shots are messing with me, too. And, there is no 5G where I am. I live out in the country.
Well, see, that's the big conundrum about 5G. If you actually do the research, a lot of these people saying, it's 5G. They don't have 5G yet.
By
the end of the year, they're expecting around two-thirds of the country to have 5G access. That's it.
No.
All right. Some guy says, I thought only women got them. I'm a guy. I would think the shedding and radiation, maybe the demon causing this. Or maybe it's the stress. No, there's something physiological going on, I would say.
Well, this person, I've seen many posts, and they're in the throes of shedding sickness, no doubt. Now, night sweats in a guy... Or a woman, it can be a sign of liver issues.
Would you have necessarily pain on the right side of your abdominal quadrant if you had liver issues?
Well, that's possibly, yeah. This microclotting that's occurring is going to affect all organs.
Nothing.
And you've got to understand, that's what this spike protein does. It's causing this microclotting that is creating ischemia in your tissues, starving these organs of an oxygen supply. And if the oxygen supply isn't restored, then they die.
Okay.
And then sometimes the oxygen is restored, you get horrendous oxidative stress. That's called the reperfusion injury.
Mm-hmm.
And you get tons of free radical damage. That's when you get the lipid peroxidation. and the aldehyde production from that. And it becomes a vicious cycle with this constant 24/7 microclotting.
With trillions of spike proteins being created and generated in your body, proteins going everywhere the blood goes, from the top of your head to the tippy toe of your right and left foot, you've got the potential for microclotting to be going on 24 hours a day, which leads to larger clots, which ultimately can lead to these horrible amyloid clots, right? Well, actually, the microclot is an amyloid clot. It's just a little teeny fibril. So
well, that's
same,
how it starts, and then it can grow
family.
On itself.
Exactly.
But, you know, quite often the red blood cells are misshapen, so they cannot get down into the capillary. They don't deform properly to squeeze in there. And when that happens, those organs and tissues are starved of a blood supply.
See, that's interesting. The red blood cells are flexible, and they can actually accommodate that one blood cell wide channel called a capillary, and they can squeeze through it.
That's right.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So, you know, and the other reason for night sweats can be something going on with the bone marrow. The leukemia and lymphomas are known to produce those types of symptoms. And, you know, the heme and the iron, when these things are floating around freely in the body, they are toxic as well.
Okay, so when the red blood cell formed of hemoglobin and iron is split, broken in half, so to speak, by the spike protein, and the heme goes one way and the iron goes another, they're both unbound, they are both toxic, and they can both be ultimately killers. Understand,
yes.
The iron
yeah.
is a killer. The heme in and of itself can cause cancer. And once that yep. red blood cell is destroyed, it's broken into two pieces, and it's unbound, you've got two things that can cause cancer and many other things. We keep going through this, and there are so many different things that are being done to the human body by these injections, and they're killer, horrible spike proteins. It's almost overwhelming. I don't expect all of you to follow all this, but just understand that once you get this stuff into your system, there's nowhere to hide. Wherever the blood is, you're trouble.
And it seems to be overwhelming the pathways that are, you know, your inherent innate pathways that are designed to deal with things of this nature. You know, when blood is destroyed, you have enzymes in your body that will neutralize these toxic components, you know, things that will bind to the free iron so that it's not reactive and causing damage, and things that will bind or degrade the heme into less toxic components. But the way this is happening, it seems to overwhelm these pathways.
By design, I would say.
Intentionally designed. So this spike protein is just wreaking havoc from the minute it goes into the body, you know, starting with the blood.
And from the minute you inhale it from that man or woman next to you who just got their bivalent booster and they're dumping spike protein and maybe mRNA. We suspect that. We do suspect that. So they had a method built into this to destroy life on dozens of different platforms and to get the unvaxxed as well. This was all thought out, all planned.
Right. So you only need the protein to cause the disease. The protein is toxic.
Okay. Next up, let's see here. Hold on. Is seeing demons anything?
Oh, yeah.
Shedding deniers?
Shorty. Yeah. Seeing demons.
Deniers.
Go for that.
All right. Right before my vaccinated, bedridden father died, he told me he kept seeing aliens and monsters. While sleeping, he would keep raising his arm in the air like he was trying to block something. Just seems relatable to me on the phenomenon. What is this?
She's referencing those the people that have died suddenly
before
they're having a seizure.
They
look up and as if they're seeing something, and they raise their hand.
Yes, you people have seen this. These are the little clips of people, and in some cases, they're fully conscious. They look fully aware, and they'll put an arm up, and they'll start swinging at something or pushing at it, put like she says, pushing things away, so to speak, or blocking them. These people see something. In their mind, they see something. Do they really see something? We don't know. Because after twirling around and swinging at these unseeable, invisible things, they'll fall to the ground in a grand mal type seizure, and apparently many of them die. So this is interesting. Let me read that again. Right before my vaxxed, bedridden father died, he told me he kept seeing aliens and monsters. Maybe those were just his best terms for them. Maybe they were demonic, demons. While sleeping, he would keep raising his arm in the air, like he was trying to block something, keep it away from him. So this goes hand in hand with these people who act like they see something above them, and they twirl around. And I've looked at these. I've been harping on this for some time to Erica. I'll send you the $75. And these people, I've looked at their faces with a magnifying glass. They are totally focused on their face, in their facial gestures, like they're seeing something. They don't look like they're already into some kind of a seizure and they're out of it. They're very sharp and very focused. And we may never know. It's a strange thing.
Well, there's a pattern. They all seem to exhibit the same pattern right before they go down.
They do. And that is bizarre. The whole damn thing is bizarre. Okay. What's next? Shedding deniers. Shedding deniers?
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
All right. No proof. Forget this. We don't need this. Not right now. Okay, go on. Pick something.
Let's see. How about post-vax injuries?
Good.
Okay. I'm in the ER with a family member right now, Houston Methodist. It's at capacity. No beds available.
None.
The ER is packed. People waiting outside. 37 people in the ER are waiting for a bed. The waiting room is full.
Wow.
I have heard stroke alert overhead 1 to 2 times an hour. All available staff to such and such station. Or 15-minute ETA for stroke coming in by ambulance. There are 8 ambulances sitting in the bays. I asked the nurse if they are seeing a lot of COVID. Nope. Myocardial infarctions and strokes and lots of other things. It's just so uncomfortable being here. It feels so dark. 2 more stroke alerts in 30 seconds. This is just so sad. Continuing, seeing a lot, but hardly any MD is linking it. It's always coincidentally after the blank. We have had 3 patients who were paralyzed afterwards. Lots of heart issues, strokes, blood clots. My friends who work in medical tell me that what they are seeing also. One patient had to have a liver transplant within months afterwards and had no issues before. A friend who does insurance review for SNF stays is seeing an increase in 30-year-olds with heart attacks and strokes. My friend's son is in college, and one of his classmates had to quit. He had a stroke and ended up with a feeding tube and has to use a walker now. He is 20.
Oh, man. 20 years old.
It happened 3 days after the blank.
After the shot. God.
Yeah. So many stories. I know multiple people who have been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer out of nowhere afterwards. Lots of people saying that they are always sick now. Memory loss, sudden onset dementia in a couple of people.
See? As there's confirmation.
Want to finish?
All right, go ahead. Run. Yeah, finish this off. Go ahead.
All right. Our cardiovascular surgeon down here in coastal Mississippi has commented on the extreme increase in cases of cardiovascular events. He was also a huge proponent in not eating the tofu.
Not taking the shot.
45-year-old female, fit, healthy, jabbed, then aggressive bone cancer, 7 months. 60-year-old female, fit, healthy, jabbed, aggressive bone cancer in months. 70-year-old male neighbor, juiced, had a grand mal seizure, had to be intubated and in building for 2 weeks. No history, no diagnosis, still neuro problems. 69-year-old male neighbor, juiced, rapid onset dementia.
Thank you. The cases that she just read, 45-year-old female, fit and healthy. 60-year-old female, fit and healthy. 70-year-old male neighbor, they're all getting the shots. Aggressive bone cancer in 7 months. Aggressive bone cancer in months. On and on and on. These people are dying. They're dying. They're not dead yet, but they're dying. And a lot of them don't feel good enough to get up and get out of bed and go out. And that's understandable. But you don't hear anything advocating for their suffering and misery. And this is a miserable way to go.
Yeah, there's very little recourse. I mean, you know, they're getting the fast shuffle. If they try to seek medical care,
they get nothing but the back of a hand from a medical establishment that is largely shot up and doesn't give a good goddamn about anything except billing and running their tests.
That's
and they're
right.
lying. They're lying because they know what's going on.
Of course they do. Yeah.
All right. Excellent work, as always, in a very dark and dreary field. We will keep at it for you because you need to know. You have a God-given right to know what's going on around you. And what's going on around you is mass murder. And you need to know that.
Indeed.
Thanks, pal.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good evening, everyone.
All right, we'll be back with hour number 3 in just a few minutes. Hold on.